catch up on Bengals action throughout the week. Join us for our final Bengals line of the season on Monday, January 2nd, presented by Bud Light, live at the Holy Grail from 6 to 9 p.m.
Hey, Bengals fans, it's Wallace Gilberry here, and I want to take my time out to wish you and yours a Happy New Year.
Hey, Bengals fans, thanks for your support this season. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Bengals fans, and we look forward to seeing you next year as we celebrate the Bengals' 50th anniversary season. Great to be joined on this week's show by Special Teams Coordinator Darren Simmons. Let's start with what I would think would be the biggest highlight of special teams this year, and that would be the emergence of Alex Erickson as a great return specialist. He didn't have great punt returning stats in college. He rarely returned kicks. When did you begin to think this guy might have something?
Well, obviously, we saw the flash in the first preseason game against Minnesota. We did a great job, you know, made a hell of a run, broke a bunch of tackles, and, you know, and he ended up showing a little more speed than what I thought he had to score. You know, he makes another couple plays against Detroit, you know, being real aggressive, just getting the ball up the field as a punt returner. But where I really saw it, we pushed him out to the forefront in the Jacksonville game and started him. And he made a couple nice plays early in the game against their good players. You know, I'm thinking, well, first couple games, you made a couple plays against, you know, Minnesota, maybe Detroit's backup level guys as their second group is in the second half. But we put him out there in the Jacksonville game in the first half, and we saw the same thing. So, you know, it was a deal where he won the spot, you know, coming out of training camp. There was nothing against Brandon Tate, but I think Alex, you know, certainly won the spot. And, you know, he didn't get off to a great start this season. I think there's a lot of timing that goes into that. But ever since the bye week, he's been on a pretty good roll here, especially on kickoff return. He's really trusting his blocks. He's running hard, running strong. I mean, he's doing everything we want him to do.
I imagine there will be a kicking competition going into next season. Generally speaking, are the best kickers drafted, or can you always find a guy?
Well, I think it's a little bit of both. I mean, it depends on the situation, depends on the guy. You know, Tampa Bay drafted a guy early in the second round this year, and, you know, he got off to a very, very difficult start. You know, I think he was supposed to be one of the next great guys to come out, and it didn't work out to start the year. I don't know where he's at statistically right now. I think before that, the highest kicker that had been drafted was Mike, and Mike was taken in the second round the year he came out. And, you know, and he eventually got hurt and was replaced and, you know, made his way through the ranks, and that's how we ended up getting a hold of him is he was out there on the street. So there are guys who are out there from time to time who are on the street that I'd like to think we can coach up and make better, but there's a reason they were on the street in the first place. They weren't able to hold down a spot. So I think it's a combination of a couple things. You know, is it the right guy? Is it the right fit? Is it the right place? You know, the thing that's unique about our situation here is climate. Climate makes a big difference. You know, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense for a guy from Florida, to bring in a guy from Florida who never kicks and who's never kicked in poor weather to come up and play in our division. And that's what we had going with, you know, with Clark and with Kevin and Mike. They were both obviously from this area. It just happened to work out that way, but they're both used to kicking this type of climate.
Could you identify a special teams MVP this year?
Wow, that'd be a hard call. There's several guys that, you know, I think come to mind. You know, I think Alex would certainly be in the discussion, although his breadth of exposure is kind of limited to just the return game. But when he's been in, he's been pretty explosive. We've got several guys that have done well in coverage. You know, I think Marquise Flowers leads us in tackles. I think Josh Shaw's had a productive year. Rex Burkhead really did a good job early in the year holding down the fort, so to speak, when Sed Pierman was away from us or was injured. But Rex did a fantastic job early in the year. You know, and then we got a young guy who's really coming on, in Clayton Fedgeman.
Right.
And if I were to put the stamp on one guy, it would probably be Rex. You know, I would say just because of everything that he had to do, all the roles that he had to adjust to, different from what he'd done in the past. We moved him into the roles that Cedric played. And he did through that. He did a fantastic job. Was very productive, you know, coming through that in the time we missed that. So it'll probably be him, I'd say.
Always appreciate your time. Best of luck this week.
Thank you. I appreciate it.